Rob, I would like to address the point that Lisa made. I don't know how you want to do this, if we want to try and jump around or try and address things as they come up, or how you want to do it.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Shona?
I don't know how you want to handle this. If you want to just have us, you know, whatever the order is of the stack, or if we want to try and stick with a specific point.
Well, did Lisa want to make a specific, I'm trying to understand
right,
if Lisa is making a specific amendment.
I wanted to address her point, so I don't know how you want to handle this, though.
Okay, since she's not, why don't you, well, Steve was in front of you, so let's let Steve answer, and then you can address Lisa's concern.
I wonder if we might not really address seriously the requirements of the mission, and in proposing that the PNB support standards appropriate to the things that need to be funded, go to each station periodically and say, okay, do you have the amount of news that we deem necessary? Do you have the amount of drama or poetry or music or community contributions or whatever it says in the mission that we're supposed to have on our station? The right proportion perhaps to be determined by each station individually with or without the collaboration of the national office. But those are the things we have to ask first.
Well, we dealt with that, Steve, in Section 2.0 about mission-driven programming, I think.
Yeah, but we did not. Here now we're talking about funding, and we have not yet set levels. Now, I don't want to say that this station has to have 12 hours of news and 6 hours of music.
That's not what we're saying here.
But we have to. We have to, in this document somewhere, we have to say that somewhere it has to be determined what are minimum standards and levels of particular kinds of programming that a station should have. And a station should then have to make its case for the programming it decides that it wants to have to the national board and say, okay, we want this mix, and here's why we think that this is okay. And the board will say either yes or no. If it says no, it's got to change it, and it won't get funded. If it says yes, then the money is found, or they're allowed to fund it or something.
I'm having a little bit of difficulty, Steve, not entirely, but a little bit of difficulty in understanding how you make the jump from programming, from fulfilling the program mission, with your programming, to the need to adequately provide for resources for the programming that supposedly fulfills it.
I don't see that it's a jump. There's a difference between program and programming. Programs are one thing. Programming is a pattern that you establish. And in order for us to decide, when you say adequate funding to meet the standards, what are the standards? Until we know what they are, how do we know what's adequate? And that's this roundabout thing. As I said, I have no objection to the statement as a statement of policy. It's lovely. But it's a waste of our time to bother with it because it doesn't get us any further.
Rob, can I address both the
Shona,
points?
Can you go ahead and then... I'll come to you, Sarv.
Okay, no problem.
Two things. I'd like to address the point that Lisa raised, which is something that I'm always concerned about. But the way I read this is, in order to train people, we need some number of people who do have professional competence. And that's the way I read it. In other words, that there be a certain amount of state paid staff positions of people who do already have professional competence in order to bring in new voices, in order to help people learning those skills. So I support her point totally, and maybe we need to tinker with the wording as it makes it sound like everyone has to have that. But my other suggestion was, it seems to me that what we're hung up on is the very first sentence, and I wonder if we knocked off the first sentence and it simply began with, resources must be provided at all levels of the specific organization to establish a climate conducive to the production of creative da-da-da-da-da-da, and proceed. Seems to me that it's that first sentence that is hanging up a lot of people. But I do wonder if there's if people are understanding it the way Lisa did, then we may need tinkering of the wording. Maybe you could say, who and staffed with some people who possess requisite levels of professional competence in their field who are able to train others or something. I mean, that's cumbersome, but I think that's the idea that I had of what it meant, and I think that may be what Lisa's trying to get at, too.
Maybe jumped into this thing. I'm sorry, I just jumped right in.
We'll come back to you, Lisa, but
okay.
Sarv, you had something
I have just a small point here.
Sure.
In the, you know where it says, even Pacifica's non-broadcasting units must be arrayed to provide an effective human and technical infrastructure that supports the Pacifica mission.
Yes.
And then you mentioned that that includes affiliates.
The affiliate
now,
program.
Affiliates. I'm sorry?
In Pacifica, we have something called the Affiliates Program. It's administered by someone named Ursula Rudenberg.
No, I know that. Okay.
Okay.
But when you said it includes affiliates, so I thought maybe you were saying...
I was talking about the Affiliates Program of Pacifica.
Okay.
In other words, things like the technical operations of Pacifica has to be budgeted. We keep hearing that there are people that are trying to make the network work, and they're basically running, for example, the internet with equipment that they bought personally because Pacifica hasn't purchased it.
But now they have a line item there for their affiliates line item where they budgeted.
I think that there is still debate within the Pacifica National Board, Sarab, and I could be wrong. But I think there is still debate about whether or not things like the affiliates program and the technical operations are going to be broken out at all. And if so, where you will be able to find line items that include monies that are budgeted for them. And it's the same thing everywhere. We want new voices. We want people to be trained. But when you look at local station budgets, there is no money very often for the training programs. So what sense does it make for us to say we want to do all these things, we want to be community radio, and there's no way for the people in the community to come in and learn skills?
Oh, no, I was talking about just strictly about the affiliate of our program coordinator.
No. What it says,
I'm with you.
Okay, it's not,
I mean,
we are not trying to fund the affiliate.
No, okay, but that's what I want to make sure that is.
Okay.
There's no problem in providing all the technical and human infrastructure for our affiliate program coordinator to fulfill her duty and to expand our program. Thank you.
Right. Okay, Lisa, let me come back to you now.
So maybe we have something like, instead of the word professionals or professionalism, people who are staffed with the requisite or possess the experience or certain levels of experience in their field. I know I'm being very vague. I think it was like I had it a minute ago. And staff with...
We say, does expertise work?
Yeah, expertise or experience, I would say. And I was going to say, so we could maybe have something that would say that people who possess a certain level of experience in their field and working in conjunction with, I can't think of the word that you would use, for people in training or something like that.
Yeah, training is very important.
Right. That's what I'm trying to think. I was hoping somebody would jump in and say, this is what she means.
Why don't you think about that for a minute? I want to come back to something Shrina said. If we remove the first sentence, does that make people feel better about what we're trying to do in this section?
I think that'd be better. I feel better with that. I don't know about others, but...
Because it is more parallel to the previous one where we are saying local stations have to do this, and by saying resources must be provided at all levels, it's the statement, for the station, for the national office. I think it gets us into less of a problem.
That's fine. I just want everybody here to understand that if you look at the local station budgets in detail, you will see a whole lot of missing teeth when it comes to programming, production, engineering, training, and equipment.
But Rob, if we have a section that says resources must be provided, and a station isn't providing them, then I think.
No, I'm not objecting to removing the first sentence. I just want
just
people to understand.
And B, to have oversight, so they could look
okay.
at that and.
Okay. If that makes it easier for everyone, then let's take the first sentence out, and let's figure out what kind of language we need to put in regarding people with training, with skills involving training the volunteers.
I was trying to work on some language. And staff with people who possess the requisite levels of experience and expertise in their field, and those...
Particularly those required to train volunteers.
Well, I was going to say a good word, and staff of professionals who possess the requisite levels of experience and expertise in their field, and those in training, but that doesn't sound so...
Well, how about in order to assist, or in order to
train volunteers?
In their field, in order to provide training for volunteers, or in order to provide training. Isn't training for new?
Well, I don't think we should become too specific here. I think we just, it's a policy document. We should have a broad umbrella kind of statement. That's
right.
Well, Lisa, does it work to stay in staff with a minimum number of people or a core group of people? So the implication is not that everyone has to.
Everyone doesn't have to be competent?
Not to start with, no. That's how we get new people in, because you have competent people.
Well, you want a core group of people that can provide all of the skills that you need to run a non-commercial radio station. Everybody doesn't have to have the same skills. Everybody doesn't have to have the same expertise. But among the core group of people, you have to have people that are able to train staff.
Right.
And I would assume that being able to train staff would involve being able to train staff to do board operations, to do editing, you know, to produce promotions, and to do other fundamental production activities.
Can I read what
maybe staff
everyone is putting together what everyone has said? Staffed with a core group of people who possess the requisite level of experience and expertise. Period. That's all it has to say. It doesn't have to go beyond that, right?
That's fine.
Is that acceptable to you, Lisa?
Well, I was going to say, I didn't know if we wanted to say and or staff with people who possess the prerequisite levels of expertise and experience in their field and volunteers in training.
Well, they're two different things. So.
Because I think the and training goes up to the new voices part, but this is that you have a core group of people on there,
right.
And they are there then.
Okay, that sounds good.
In other words, it gets us away from the implication that everyone has to be, for starters, have some kind of professional expertise.
Yeah.
Well, could you read it again?
Oh, possess the requisite level of experience and expertise.
Good.
We're on section 6.0. Alan Minsky just joined us.
Hi, Alan.
Hello. Thank you.
So, can we go back to, are we also cutting out that first sentence?
Yeah.
Yeah, we that makes certain people
okay.
happier.
So it now, shall I read what that first paragraph would be then?
Yeah, why don't you reread it? I'm looking for some other references to training that may allay Lisa's concerns.
Resources must be provided at all levels of the Pacifica organization to establish a climate conducive to the production of creative, mission-driven programming. All operational units shall have production facilities that are maintained in good working order and staffed with a core group of people who possess the requisite level of experience and or expertise.
Okay, Lisa, can I also mention that in section 1.1, we talk about apprenticeship and training, quote, apprenticeship and training programs for volunteers and paid and unpaid staff. That should be allocated into the, should be implemented by means of allocation of resources within budget at the local station. But if you want to put something specific that deals with training, you should make an amendment right now so we can move on.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I have to leave this phone call to get on another conference call.
Okay.
LSD. If you're going to vote on this, if you do it now, I will vote. If not,
okay.
My yay vote.
I think we are, no.
Lisa, can we go ahead as it is, or do you want to wait to discuss this further?
I'm sorry, could you, because Sharon, I think you had suggested an amendment or something.
Lisa, you have to leave also.
Yeah, I know.
That reads, with a core group of people who possess the requisite level of experience and or expertise. And, you know, they're obviously there for everything, for all programming as well as training, etc. It doesn't specify anything beyond that, but you just have a core group of people.
We could add something that says for broadcast operations as well as for volunteer training.
Okay. Yeah, I think something like that sounds good.
Okay.
So that it's clear that the core group are supposed to relate both to broadcast operations and training of volunteers, which is a separate...
Sounds good. Can we vote?
Okay.
Any objections?
If there are no objections, I'm going to call the roll on adopting that section of 6.0 with the amendments that Sharna just read.
Maybe there are no objections at all.
Maybe there are no objections at all. Okay. If we can accept this by acclamation, if I hear no objections, then we'll move on without me having to call the roll. I hear no objections, therefore we have, I would like to thank Lisa and Sharna for making that possible for us. We now move on to section 7.0, and it's entitled The Role of the Affiliates in Extending the Pacifica Mission. And I'll read it, it's very short. It reads, Pacifica's commitment to its mission shall include expanding its audience through affiliation and exploring partnerships with other community media networks and media advocacy organizations. Is there a discussion that we should conduct now on this section of the policy?
Can you tell me about what you're talking about with media advocacy organizations and community media networks?
FAIR, for instance, I would assume?
Sure. We frequently partner with organizations like the Grassroots Coalition, sometimes with the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, as well as with media advocacy organizations, and I'm thinking of things like the Prometheus Project. I mean, Pacifica is part of a movement in non-commercial radio which has changed significantly within the last 5 or 6 years.
I have to get off the phone for a moment.
Thanks so much, Lisa. We
Thank
appreciate
you,
your help.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yep, hello.
Can we vote?
Where are we, Rob?
We're on 7.0, and Bonnie had some questions about what we were referring to by the terms community media networks, and I indicated that that had to do with things like the Grassroots Coalition and the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, and that media advocacy organizations involves things like the Prometheus Project, Bob McChesney's group, which is called Free Press, and others.
But aren't there lots of different kinds of media advocacy groups? Aren't there some that would not be thinking along the same paths that we are?
Well, can we act?
And also, I kind of wonder about partnerships in this use. I mean, yes, of course, we do different projects with people. You know, the Prometheus project is a really good example of it. Mm-hmm. But partnerships, to me, generally mean something a little bit more formal than I think that we can guarantee we're looking at.
Tell me what's the sort of thing that you're concerned to guard against, that where you feel that this language is going to do violence to the network?
I'm stumbling over lots of instances here where this language that's written is so open to interpretation, and it doesn't really direct. It doesn't really specify, and I think sometimes there's a lot of danger in that.
Well, it's about expanding our audience through affiliation and partnerships with community media networks and media advocacy organizations. Organizations that advocate, typically, I mean, we're the Institute for Public Accuracy and the Prometheus Project and Free Press, the people that are advocating for more community radio, more non-commercial radio, are usually not the people that are advocating for media consolidation, that want there to be fewer and no non-commercial outlets. But if you think we need to include that type of language to make it clear what we're talking about, I would certainly support that.
I think it was the word partnership that Bonnie was addressing, Rob, and maybe that could be changed to exploring collaborative relationships.
Sure, collaborative relationships, that's fine. I mean, we that's fine. Would that be better, Bonnie?
Sure.
Do we need, even though it seems like it's self-evident, something when we say community media networks and media advocacy organizations that adhere to the Pacifica mission?
Sure.
Because there are right-wing media advocacy organizations.
Yeah.
Yes, there are. That's what I was saying.
How about collaborative relationships with organizations whose missions
missions are consonant with the Pacifica Foundation?
Yeah, with Pacifica Mission, yeah, and values. Yeah.
Do we want organizations? Because this is pretty specific about media.
Well, media... any organization, media...
media networks and advocacy organizations.
Yeah.
Okay, give me your wording again.
Whose missions are compatible with Pacifica Mission and this value.
Whose missions are compatible with the Pacifica Mission. Is that
the result? Yeah. Compatible with Pacifica Mission and its mission and its values. Yeah, that's fine.
It would read... through affiliation and exploring collaborative relationships with other community media networks and media advocacy organizations whose missions are compatible with the Pacifica mission.
That's right.
That's fine. You know, because, for example, when it's come time to lobby Congress for low-power FM, and to appear at other organizations, you know, for example, where people from the non-commercial media were talking about what was going on with CPB cracking down on non-commercials.
Right.
Frequently, in recent years, Pacifica has just not been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not the ones that are on the edge of the low-power movement. We're not spreading the message for non-commercial radio, and yet that's really the movement that spawned Pacifica. So one of our concerns in writing something like this is to say that we want Pacifica to be involved in working with affiliates, and when we do things, for example, one of the things that's being proposed now for this midterm coverage is that we're going to entertain proposals from the affiliates in developing some of that coverage, and I think we should be doing that. I don't think that it's a bad thing for people at local stations to hear excellent programming that's mission-driven in its content from the affiliates.
I think we actually agree, Rob. Maybe we could vote.
Okay. So, Sherna has just read the amendments. If there's no objection to that, we will go ahead to Section 8.0. Are there any objections to us adopting 7.0 as it's just been read?
Prior thing be reread for purposes of streaming.
Excuse me, what did you just say, Sherna?
I'm wondering if the entire thing needs to get read.
Sure, go ahead. It's very short. Read it again.
Pacifica's commitment to its mission shall include expanding its audience through affiliation and exploring collaborative relationships with other media networks and media advocacy organizations whose missions are compatible with Pacifica's.
If there's no objection on that, we will adopt it by acclamation and move to Section 8.0.
Sounds good.
Okay. 7.0, with the amendment just read, has been adopted. Okay.
Section 8.0, program evaluation. And that reads as follows. To comply with programming policy, local stations are required to develop structured methodologies to ensure that programming and program schedules fulfill the mission. Their design should help identify aspects of the mission that need strengthening. Programming evaluation should encourage programmers to explain how they fulfill the Pacifica mission and to detail their efforts to assure that their programs are educational, informative, and engaging. Before
Rob, amend are required to develop to be should develop.
Excuse me?
Instead of are required to develop, should develop.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it, which sentence is that?
To comply with programming policy, local stations should develop structured methodologies.
Sure. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Sure. That's great. I would just like to point out before we jump into the discussion, this policy does not require that every station has to have an evaluation methodology that has been dictated from the national office, because there is none. It simply says they should all do this. Okay. In discussions with LSB chairs and program committee chairs and other folks from all of the LSBs, as well as program directors, I have heard a number of people say, we would like help doing this because we've tried to do it and we run into problems. But the important thing about this is that the policy simply states that this is something we should do. Evaluation is something we should do. We do not tell people that they have to do it a specific way. We do assume that once this policy is adopted, that the national office and the PNB and the programming committee would want to help local stations, program committees, local station boards, program committees, and program directors develop evaluation methodologies that meets their needs. So having said that, do we have a stack that wants to discuss this matter? Okay. If there's not any discussion, given the changes that have been made by Sherna, do we want to simply adopt Section 8.0 now by acclamation?
I have a couple of things.
Sure, Bonnie.
All right. Their design should help identify aspects of the mission that need strengthening. Don't we have an awful lot of different things between community assessment, the CABs, several references within this? We have an awful lot of different people running around helping to identify aspects of the mission that need strengthening. It just seems like we have a lot of kind of cross responsibilities to me.
Well, may I say something?
Not all to lay with this policy, but because there are a number of different elements in action here.
May I say something?
Sure. I was
yes, Teresa, but let Bonnie finish her thought.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bonnie.
That's okay.
I think it's good to have programmers explain how they fulfill the Pacifica mission. I think there's a lot of other factors in an evaluation that needs to go into this, as to people's competency and mechanics and what they do to make their show compelling, and how there are a lot of things within an evaluation that are not just about attempts to fulfill the mission.
Well, read the rest of the sentence, though, Bonnie. You might want to add.
She's not making an amendment, unless I'm wrong. Are you making an amendment, Bonnie?
No, I'm just a little puzzled by it.
Read the rest of the sentence.
It says to ensure that their programs are educational, informative, and engaging.
Hello.
But what did you want to say about the line about identify aspects of the mission that need strengthening, Teresa?
Well, I don't think it's going to hurt to mention that we always need to question the relevance to the mission. If it's technically bad, if people are mumbling and messing up and there are long periods of, you know, dead air, it's not going to be very engaging. So I think that those elements are going to be covered in the evaluation. But I'm thinking, I'm on a committee here in Houston, and we talk about the news, and I've recently looked through my email, and I saw an email by Sam Husseini that said, you know, why don't we have reporters at the White House? You know, why don't we have reporters at the Pentagon and Congress? So I think we always have to be asking that question, are we doing what we need to do to, you know, have complete, you know, to encourage dialogue, to have full and comprehensive news? So I don't see what's wrong about that. What makes you nervous about that?
I just think we have a lot of, I just always get a picture of a lot of people running around in on slightly different paths, kind of toward the same goal here, and
that's why the mission ties us all together, right?
Bonnie,
well, that's why we spend a lot of people's time when we should maybe be just identifying who could perhaps go out and do the task.
Well, Bonnie, you know, now that you raise that sentence. Their design should help identify aspects of the mission that need strengthening. I wonder if something got lost in this.
Yeah, actually, it's not the mission.
It's not the mission
that needs strengthening.
Program.
Maybe that's what I'm falling over.
It should help identify aspects of.
Oh, it used to say mission fulfillment, I think.
Hmm.
In other words, maybe this is bread and butter at other stations, but is there something that gets done annually or every other year in which the program director or the general manager says, we looked at the mission and we compared it to the program schedule,
mm-hmm.
and we found that there are certain areas of the program schedule that need to be strengthened because we're not programming for this audience, or we did a community advisory board, we did a community needs assessment with the CAB, and the CAB told us to do these things, and we have no programs in that area.
That sentence doesn't say this. That sentence...
Well, I do agree that I think there's...
something got locked off here, I think.
I think the program schedule that needs strengthening.
Aspects of the... I think so, of the program schedule that needs strengthening.
Rob, when you say program schedule, you mean timing of it?
No.
They mean what's on.
No. Yeah.
No, I think that, I mean, basically, the program directors, as I understand it, program directors are intended to periodically look at the program schedule and make some assessments from that. And my sense is that from our standpoint, one of the things they should be concerned about when they look at that are, is does this schedule fulfill the mission? So we go back to the issue of educational, self-sustaining, we're doing broadcast operations, we're harnessing the energies of our communities, we're creating understanding between people, and we're bringing news and information from all sources, blah, 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 blah. So they do that, and they see where there are aspects of the program schedule that need strengthening. My sense is that although there may be a lot of people running around in the community needs assessment, and there may be a lot of people running around in program evaluation, and there may be a lot of people that the program director has running around, I've yet to see something from any station that says, we looked at our program schedule and saw that we're not fulfilling the mission in certain areas. And yet, all of our stations are deficient in providing programming for youth and children.
But the problem with this sentence is that something got dropped.
Yes, something did get dropped.
Yeah, so I think it needs to read something like, their design should help identify aspects of the program, or should assess the program schedule to determine if...
it needs strengthening in relation to fulfilling the mission.
Yeah.
Will that help anyone? It'll help me.
I think that's better, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me try and get this now.
Sure.
Design should...
aspects of the programming schedule.
Their design should assess the program schedule to determine...
to identify areas.
To identify areas. Okay.
That need strengthening.
That need strengthening in fulfilling the mission.
Yeah, right? Something like that.
Okay.
Well, we have a previous sentence that says schedules fulfill the mission anyway.
Yeah.
So don't need to.
Oh.
We're using mission too much.
Yeah.
Yep.
We should.
You're right, sir.
It's so in the third sentence too.
And to identify areas, no? To ensure that programming and schedules fulfill the mission.
Couldn't it just say structured methodologies to ensure that programming and program schedules fulfill the mission?
That's it.
Yeah. And then
I think we could drop the second sentence and that may actually help. That's a great suggestion,
program
Bonnie.
Program evaluation should encourage programmers. Now, Bonnie, did you want to add another phrase in that last sentence?
That
their programs are educational, informative, and well produced?
Bonnie, what did you say?
Program evaluation should encourage programmers to explain how they fulfill the Pacifica mission and to detail their efforts to ensure that their programs are educational, informative, and engaging.
Okay.
And it deals with content. It doesn't deal with production. But maybe we shouldn't be that detailed. Is that what you're saying?
My overriding feeling is that the local stations and their management actually have to be able to, with some flexibility, come up with what works for them. This doesn't necessarily negate that.
No,
I don't think so.
Can we vote?
Or put them in the backyard. Sorry.
Gecko issue.
Okay, we've basically made it clearer and better by removing that troublesome second sentence. If someone feels that it needs to be read again, we can do that. But without that, I'd just like to ask if there's no objection, we'll adopt Section 8.0 by acclamation.
Yeah, amended, yeah.
Okay, acclamation it is. We're down to 9.0.
Using research, Pacifica must develop the capacity to use quantitative and qualitative research methods to measure, analyze, and interpret relationships with its listeners and members. All stations should establish and maintain listener databases. station managers are encouraged to enlist the assistance of their qualified academic listeners to design and implement research methodologies customized to Pacifica's needs. Analyses of this data should include the demographics of listeners and non-listeners and be used to guide efforts on how to carry out the Pacifica mission, how to reach underserved communities, how to expand and deepen listenership. Additionally, station management should research the parameters and potential of our audiences and identify and track its behavior that should be there as it interacts with local station programming, fundraising, volunteer, and development activities. Do we have a stack of people that would like to discuss 9.0 at this point?
Rob, let me just ask a clarification. You added, you made it plural.
This did I? Where? Yeah.
The last sentence, potential of our audience, and identify and
it
track.
Is audience. It reads audience. I if I put an S in, I did that inadvertently. I apologize.
Okay.
Now, what's up with our academic listeners?
There must be somebody who teaches at a university or something.
Well,
no,
well,
no, I actually know what an academic listener is, I guess.
Came up with
okay, I mean, the sort of thing that we're talking about is loosely referred to as social science. So the people that are skilled in doing opinion research in contexts like this tend to be social scientists that have a particular statistical and other expertise. And all we're saying is that we're not trying to ask Pacifica to deal with Arbitron ratings as the measure that they should use, but we do think that listener databases would work very well, thank you, and they may reach out to academic listeners to help them develop that capacity. You may feel that it's unnecessary for us to go to that level of detail and recommend that we remove that section of 9.0.
I would
recommend that we remove it and not really go into my reasons why.
Well, if we keep it, we have to reverse the order of academic and listeners. They maintain to enlist, but I think the idea is that we want...
we put a period after databases.
Well, Kent, I would like to argue to maintain, and we don't have to have qualified academic listeners, but to enlist assistance to design and implement research methodologies customized to Pacifica's needs. It's really crucial for people that we fear that we're talking about trying to develop various alternative methodologies. It doesn't say where. If we just say to... enlist assistance in designing and implementing is fine.
So we strike their qualified academic?
Yeah, it could say to enlist the assistance, to enlist assistance in designing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
Bonnie, is that...
Well,
acceptable to you?
I just this is I actually don't have any objection to Arbitron, but it is because I understand that it's just one tool, and I believe that there is good information to be garnered from the folks that we use that take the ARB numbers and qualitate them to non-commercial stations. I don't actually believe in reaching out to folks and having them design new methodologies. I think that there are other more basic things that you can do, ensuring that you have really good management at your stations who have a radio sense and know that there are other ways that you gauge what's going on with your listeners. I know I'm not being very articulate here about this.
Well, Bonnie, let me just say, because this was really an important point for people in our... Ellen, are you still on the phone?
Yes, I am. And I actually sort of agreed with what the last person said.
Yeah. That we don't need it?
Yeah. To develop new mechanisms, new means through
methodology,
right? Through getting academics involved.
No, forget getting academics involved. Implementing, designing, and implementing research methodologies customized to Pacifica's needs, and
well,
that was quite. That came out of, I think this actually was Terry Goodman's language, but the intent reflected a very strong feeling in discussions with the Programming Oversight Committee here that various mechanisms be developed for measurement.
Right. I agree, of course, with that, but I also think that it's I mean, we can put it into the document, but it's not, you know, that's a very difficult scientific thing to try to develop.
It's saying station managers are encouraged. That's all. In other words, suggesting thinking about different ways of doing this.
Well, that I can't disagree with.
That goes for everything.
Analysis of this data shall include the demographics of listeners and non-listeners. You mean a demographic study of the listening area?
Yeah,
how else would you get demographics of your non-listeners? Wouldn't you just take a demographic study of your area?
Well, for example, if I think one of the things that local station general managers should do, Bonnie, is they should have a sense of what the potential universe of listeners is versus the listeners that they currently have, and develop program goals and things like that.
Yeah, but
okay.
but that's readily available. You can go to any... the only way to quantify that is to do it through demographics, and you can go to any established demographic source and find that out.
But, Bonnie, this isn't saying that you're doing it another way. It's saying just that in analyzing, that the analysis of the data needs to include those demographics. It's not that you have to then come
up
with a new way.
If you want to say demographics of the signal area, that's fine, Bonnie. Is that what you're saying? You just want to change the signal area?
No, what I'm saying is that analysis of the data should include demographics of listeners and non-listeners is like saying to me, if you're going to breathe in, you need to breathe out.
I agree
like,
with
why,
you.
Why are we
but for people
it?
That are struggling with hypoxia, that may be an important message to bring.
Signal area sounds good.
The signal area? Or the media market? I mean, that's people will really freak out when you say media market.
Fuck the market.
Okay. Alan wants to substitute signal area for listeners and non-listeners.
Okay.
That was Attila, by the way.
Ah, thank you, Attila.
Okay, do we need to read that back, or are we done?
Are we done? Are we okay on this idea of encouraging station managers to, can we just say to, right now it reads...
Where are you? Are you substituting something, or are you reading here? Where are you?
That the second, the issue Bonnie has concern about implementing, you know, trying to get people to design and implement research methodologies.
We're dealing with the third sentence, Sarv.
Analysis
yeah.
of the data should include the demographic of listeners, non-listeners,
no, and the
station
use managers
to guide efforts on how to carry out Pacifica mission.
No,
before
station
that.
Station managers are encouraged to enlist assistance in designing and implementing research methodologies customized to Pacifica's needs. In other words, that's part of the various ways that we're suggesting that people use, develop quantitative and qualitative methods. That's just one of the things listed here.
Okay, go ahead.
But we substituted after the word demographics of
yeah,
the signal
the
area to for listeners and non-listeners and, so so that a read should include the demographics of the signal area to be used to guide efforts on how to carry out Pacifica's mission, reach underserved communities, and expand and deepen listenership.
Yeah.
Okay. And those are the only, at this point, that and the removal of four words from the preceding paragraph is all we've done. And that.
Okay. Go ahead.
Removed the academicians. We left it vague.
Okay, good. Good deal.
So what does it say now in that sentence?
Station managers, the whole thing? Which do you want?
From all stations should establish and maintain listener databases.
Semicolon. Station managers are encouraged to enlist assistance in designing and implementing research methodologies customized to Pacifica's needs.
Yeah, I thought we did that as a network. They buy as a network. They buy the rating information.
Yeah, but that we don't have databases.
Wait.
And we don't conduct research. We don't conduct
research. That have what information in them?
We don't have databases on our listeners, and we don't do research. I mean, first of all, you can't do research with Arbitron because they don't give you their database.
No.
Arbitron gives you information. We don't conduct research. We don't do research.
Well, are you talking about active research where you're reaching out to your listeners and asking them whether they think the song has a good beat or not?
No. Look at the opening. Let's start in the beginning. The section is entitled Using Research. Pacifica, and maybe we should say it's a should instead of must, developed the capacity to use quantitative and qualitative research methods to measure, analyze, and interpret relationships with its listeners and members. And then what follows are various suggestions as to how to do it. That, I assume that's your intent here, Rob. Is that right?
Yeah. We've made some changes in the second sentence.
Mm-hmm.
To enlist assistance in designing and implementing, blah, blah, blah. And then we've changed listeners and non-listeners to read of the signal area to be used.
And I would change Pacifica should instead of must.
And this will be all
at
done
at the beginning. Should, yeah.
Yeah.
Rob, this will be all done with on kind of voluntary basis.
No.
It doesn't speak to that issue, Sarv.
Oh, okay.
I mean, how a local station manager decides that he's going to do research is not dictated to them. It simply says they should have methodologies and they should look at things like databases. So that they can do that. And if they want to use, you know, we have some Arbitron, you know, information available to us. I'm not clear. I mean, I'm sure Bonnie understands how to use it, but it's not clear to me from having listened to a number of reports that many or any of our general managers use that information in, for example, setting program goals. I'm not even sure that we do set program goals.
Well, we don't set the programming goals from Arbitron.
I'm not suggesting that. All I'm saying is that research, quantitative research, is a discipline, and there are methodologies that we should use.
I understand, but my question is, the databases usually are pretty extensive undertaking, and analysis of it and all that kind of stuff. And
where's the money coming from?
Pardon me?
And where are the resources? That was my concern, somewhat of. Station manager, where are the resources going to come from? And you're saying, well, let's leave it up to them, however they want to do it.
Well, that's why we had in there, why the KPFK folks put in there. The listeners who are academicians, who have those skills, we have a lot of them.
Managers
to figure it out.
If resource is not the problem, then you don't have to put it over there, then they can... If you ask the station managers to do this, then it's up to them to search whoever they want to search. If the academic people are available, then they will be contacted. all.
Yeah, if a local station wants to contract for something like that, or if they want to get consulting services, that's within their purview. I don't think we're trying to dictate that. We're simply saying that there needs to be the capacity to use quantitative and qualitative research to measure and analyze those relationships.
It does kind of steer them towards a certain, you know, towards academic guys. No question about that. But I think
We're kind of in the business of having to, you know, if we're going to deal with setting goals about what we do, then there's going to have to be some kind of methodology, you know, or what else are people doing, Sarv? If they're not using research and if they're not following a methodology, are they tearing apart birds?
How have we done in the past?
I can tell you that the last time that the network commissioned a study of the Arbitron information was in 1998. Now we've started paying in the last 2 years to get Arbitron information, but we don't do analysis of it ourselves, and I haven't seen any breakdowns of it that have been developed at the local station level.
No, my question was that before 1998. We've been setting goals for the stations and for the network. I mean,
no,
we've grown
the local stations did not set
goals. That's right, but I mean, they were fulfilling their mission as well, weren't they?
Well, we're now in another question, and the question is, did we do
all
things
right.
like comply with the CPB funding guidelines? And the answer, Sarv, is no, we didn't, and no, we're still not doing it. But that's really not what we're trying to do here. We're trying to say that quantitative and qualitative research methods that help measure and analyze the relationships we have with listeners and members is something we encourage our station management to do. We don't tell them how to fund it, we don't tell them who to do it with, and we don't recommend a particular procedure, but we're saying that that's a discipline that we should be using to do the job.
Well, why don't they just say that they should evaluate their relationship with the listeners and their potential. That's all. You don't have to say how they want to do it. Leave it to them.
Well, I think it's critical that we encourage people to think creatively about, you know, we're in a real different era. We have competition from Air America. We have to, I think, really get a better grasp of how we're doing, and we need ways to find that out. Mm-hmm. And this is just suggesting various ways that could be explored. So, you know, the previous section is about program evaluation. This is now giving some guidelines for how to go about it.
There's quantitative, I mean, we don't even track information on our members at the station.
What kind of information you want them to track?
I can send you a range of things. I don't want to discuss that now, but I'm saying that in order for us to be accountable, we have to do certain things with the information about what we're doing with our resources and how we set goals and strategic directions for what we do. And simply doing it because we think it's a good idea and not putting it in writing and not having any methodology for doing it is no longer acceptable. Not if we're going to be accountable. Pardon me?
Where are the resources?
Pardon me?
I'm asking where are the resources? I think this should be sent over to the people that evaluate, find out what resource it takes to do that.
Well, I mean, if we have a policy that says we're going to do that, then we can start talking to the Finance Committee about how doing that is going to enable us to make a lot more money, you know, with the existing listenership that we have. But until we begin doing things in an organized fashion, until we begin using quantitative research, we're not going to get there.
Well, we'll differ on that.
Maybe it's only providing some direction.
Is there something, Sarv, that you'd like to add or subtract to the...
No, I just don't like the whole paragraph here, to tell you the truth. I really don't.
Okay.
I think that each station there, they know pretty much their demographics. I think they know what their listener base is. And if they need to tweak it a little bit, whatever, to come back, that's fine. But for dictating from us here to tell them to come with it,
we're not dictating.
And undertake quantitative and qualitative and academics and all that kind of stuff. We don't want to make a university research project out of this. And I think, you know, I've seen tremendous amount of consultants coming up with reports with tremendous amount of data included in it, but a lot of them are pretty worthless.